They call it a mini camp, but believe you me, it's only called that because of the length of time. 3 days is all you get. But as far as the Indianapolis Colts are concerned, this camp is major. With a new head coach, a new system, new terminology, and a new 4-3 defense, there's lots to learn in a very short period of time. But with all of that happening, the top story is what is not. And although quarterback Andrew Luck will be in attendance and working out, all indications point to the fact that he will not be throwing a football. And that, my friends, is what the headline of the week will be. When? When will it happen? Will he be ready when it really counts? Only time will tell. But one thing is for sure. As for each passing day, a whole city, a whole state, waits with anticipation and skepticism, all in the same breath. I'm Steve Morbitz, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of Morbitz Sports. Great to have you with us. We do talk about the Indianapolis Colts. Mini camp starts today, and we talk with our very good friend Mike Chappell from CBS4 and Fox 59 Sports. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. I'd have to say a lot's got to get done with the Indianapolis Colts during this 3-day mini camp.
Well, yes and no. I mean, this is sort of the continuation and the conclusion of the last 3 weeks of OTAs. Structurally and schedule-wise, I don't think anything will change. They've had very good attendance. OTAs have been voluntary. This is mandatory. Everyone, for the most part, has been here. In the past, they had selective players show up for a couple of days and then leave. Edgerrin James, Marvin Harrison, even Reggie Wayne. And then they obviously come back for the minicamp. So basically, everyone will continue on. But again, it's the final 3 days, and they want to get things done. After today or after Thursday, the coaches don't see the players until the end of July. So they want to get everything in, get players as up to speed as they can on, as you mentioned, the new offense, new defense, special teams and all that. So it's important. But the only issue, again, as you alluded to, is the most important player in the franchise won't be doing what he does. And until he does, there's questions about this franchise.
Well, Mike, before we talk about Andrew Luck and his situation, let's talk about new head coach Frank Reich. What have you seen so far that you like? How successful do you think he and the new staff can be?
It's different, and whenever you have a different coach come in, there's always an upbeat and optimism. It was the same when Pagano came in 2012. The players like him. They like his approach, which, again, it's different, but you like it, so we'll see, but I like the move. They need to get to move on from Chuck Pagano. He sort of had outlived his usefulness, I guess, is a cold way of putting it. With Frank Reich, again, new defense, 4-3 from 3-4, which is going to take some time to get the personnel switch to it. And then offensively, they're going to be different. They're going to be more up-tempo. They're going to be more multiple formations and things like that. So that's what we'll see. One thing that's difficult during the off-season workouts is there's no contact. So you don't get a real good gauge on the offensive line, the defensive line, things like that. So sometimes you can get a false sense of security. Boy, we were really fast and we fired the ball. Well, let's see what happens when you get the pads on and people are sort of getting in your way. But again, so far things are positive. He's running, an efficient practices as far as we can tell. We get to see you once a week, and then we see all three this week. So, again, all I can say is so far so good. But, you know, things change come into July and August and September when it's football for real.
Mike, as far as the personnel that we will see on the practice field for the next 3 days, what's your take on the personnel, excluding obviously Andrew Luck from the situation? Is this a good football team? Is this a great football team? How good can this football team be?
Well, it's a better football team than it was last year. Although, let's keep in mind they drafted third last year for a reason, 4-12. I think it's better. They got younger. They moved on from some players. Frank Gore, most notably. But again, they're getting younger. They're getting more athletic. They're trying to replicate the defense, at least, of the 2000s with the Tony Dungy cover two. The issue there is that's all predicated on a pass rush. And in those years, they had Freddie and Mathis, and this year they've got Jabal Sherrod, Terrell Basham, and a bunch of guys that have been more suited to be complementary players. And we're going to see who emerges. You've got to have somebody be the bell cow, so to speak, of your pass rush. And right now they've got four, five, six guys that you think can be decent guys. But to this point, obviously, no one's shown that he can be the guy to get you 12, 13 sacks on a consistent basis. And that's where the questions are. There's a lot of players you say, you know, he kind of looks pretty good. But until you see it, until they do it, this defense is very much in question.
Well, if you joined us late, you're listening to a Tuesday edition of Marbert Sports. Great to have you with us. We're talking Colts football with our good friend Mike Chappell from CBS 4 and Fox 59 Sports. You know the story with Mike. He was with the Indianapolis Star for years and years, was the man on the scene when the Indianapolis Colts came to Indianapolis. And, boy, he has been around and watched a lot of football ever since that day happened. The start of minicamp begins today. The Colts will be in Indianapolis for the next 3 days working out and getting ready for then fall camp, which will set the stage for the season opener coming up early in September. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and continue with Mike Chappell. We'll get to the heart of the story. That's Andrew Luck. When will it happen? Will it happen? How good will he be? We'll find out all of that from Mike Chappell right after this.
Hi, this is Tim George, and I'd like to personally invite you to the open house at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites on the Marion Bypass. I'll be there to greet you between 1 and 3 Tuesday and be broadcasting during that time as well. Love to sign you up for some Holiday World tickets when you stop by. Holiday World, Holiday Inn, you get it. That's 1 to 3 Tuesday from the new Holiday Inn Express and Suites north on the Marion Bypass.
Back with more as we continue on this Tuesday edition of Marbert Sports, talking about the Indianapolis Colts with Mike Chappell from CBS 4 and Fox 59 Sports. Mike, let's get to the heart of the story. That's Andrew Luck. What's the latest that you hear? How is the rehab going? And when will we see him be throwing a football?
Well, the latest, we talked to Frank Reich last week. I'm sort of the designated guy to ask the question. Is he throwing yet? And as of last, whatever it was, Wednesday or Thursday, no. All I can say, and Colts Nation hates to hear this, and is you got to trust them on this. And I realize that's tough to do after last year. The fans trusted the team and trusted what they were saying, that we'd be back at some time. It didn't happen. I feel a little different this year. I do feel that, you know, I put my trust in them one more time, only because the big difference this year, you know, last year Chris Ballard never once really said that we expect him back. We think he'll be back at X date. He was always very noncommittal. Now Jim Irsay was different, but Chris Ballard wasn't. And this year Chris Ballard has been, he'll be ready. We think he's going to be ready. We believe he'll be ready. And it's obvious we talked to Andrew Luck April 9th. We hope we talked to him this week. We don't know. But April 9th, you know, he looked good. He was fit. And he admitted that last year they rushed the process, skipped some steps, and the result was when he started throwing in October, the arm said, not yet, and it's swelling and soreness, and they shut him down. And since then, they've gone back to square one. This isn't a continuation of the original rehab. This is rehab part two. So people need to keep that in mind. And they're erring on the side of caution. They believe, and I'm saying this by how they've handled it. If you look at Andrew Luck's calendar, he's got a date circle, whether it's June 15th, 18th, 20th, when he starts throwing. They believe that when he starts throwing at that time, he will have enough time between then and training camp. It'll be roughly 6 weeks that he'll be ready to go. Because he told us that his goal was to be throwing without reservations, without restrictions, come training camp. Well, for that to happen, he's got to start throwing soon. because you need, if you talk to anybody, any of these rehab people, they say you need, some say 2 months to throw to where your arm's ready to throw without restriction. So the problem with doing it this way is that there's very little room now for a setback. Let's say he has soreness and they have to pull him back a little bit. There's little time to build in a month or 2 weeks of downtime or slowing down. So we'll see. They're confident. I'm semi-confident, but at the same time, I need to see the guy throw. Until I see that he's throwing, and throwing not just lobs or every other day, but throwing to where, like you said, in training camp, he's throwing without restrictions. I think if you don't have concerns until you see him throw, you're delusional.
You said earlier in this interview that this football team is better, talking about the personnel that they have on the field today when they go to practice with the first day of minicamp, than they were at the end of last season. With that said, how good is this football team with Andrew Luck? How bad is this football team without Andrew Luck?
Well, we'll do the last first. Without him, they're probably another 4-12 experience, even though Jacoby Brissett will be better this year because he'll be here for a second year, but still, there's too many deficiencies and too many young players. With Andrew Luck, I think it can be an 8-8 team. I don't think it's a playoff team. But keep in mind, when he comes back, he will have missed an entire season. There's going to be rust. But I still think a Luck, even one that's still working his way back to his A game, can make enough plays. If he plays last year, they're 8-8, 9-7, and maybe a playoff team just because he makes those plays that weren't made. But without him, it's going to be a tough year. With him, it'll be an adventure, but I think he can make enough plays and elevate the talent around him enough to make him competitive virtually every week and maybe sniff 500, maybe 9-7. I'm not quite there yet, but they're certainly much, much better with Andrew Luck than there without him.
Mike, thanks so much for all the information. We really appreciate it. Have a great summer. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you.
Well, the Chicago Cubs got a big victory last night, and with the win over Milwaukee, the Cubs move into first place in the National League Central Division. They'll try to increase their lead. Game two of their three-game series up north. We'll have the broadcast for you tonight on BAT, beginning with the pregame show at 7:35. First pitch right around 8:10. Meanwhile, the White Sox, the loser to Cleveland last night, they'll play game two of their four-game series in Cleveland tonight. We'll have it for you at 7:35 on 860 ESPN Radio. And that's going to do it for me and this Tuesday edition of Marbert Sports. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show, and hope you enjoyed the comments again of Mike Chappell from CBS4 and Fox 59 Sports. Great information that we learned today about the Indianapolis Colts and, in particular, Andrew Luck. When? That's the big question. When will he return and be able to throw a football? And we'll be back with more sports for you tomorrow.